Let's talk some football here with the head coach over at Milan High School. It is Mark Cole. Talked last week about how it's been several years since I've seen South Shelby. I've seen, Coach Cole remembers this, talked about it last week. Gallatin played South Shelby years ago in the state semifinals. I've seen Trenton play him a couple of times. I knew they were kind of down for a couple of years, but yeah, I had heard kind of rumblings over that way that they're much improved and much better. Coach, you kind of verified that before the game last week, and South Shelby came out, and they proved it last week. You ran into a tough Cardinal team in week one.
Yeah, we did. Even when South Shelby was down, 2 years ago, we beat them here 35-0, I think, and last year we went over there, and they got us in a two-point game, and I know that was subpar for them, but even on their down years, they're still big and physical, and they got athletes that can run, and they're long, and so they're always a tough out. That's the mark of a great program, and it was no different this year. I saw it on film in the Jamboree. They were very athletic and very explosive up front, and they played very physically, and they executed very well, and so there's no doubt that the rumors that are coming out of South Shelby are absolutely true. They are a very good ball team.
Yeah, did you struggle more with their size or their speed, Coach?
I feel like their speed. I feel like watching it on film, they were just quicker than us up front, especially their defensive line was so athletic and so quick off the ball that we couldn't get on them. So we may have ended up struggling with their size, but we never really got a body on a body to see if we were going to. And we were able to get some push at times and create running lanes, but they just athletically, they were just they were so quick, and we just couldn't get really on them.
You were able to get a few points on the board. I would imagine it's probably three scores, if not four scores. Were you pretty consistent in the way that you were able to move the football, or was it kind of up and down throughout the night?
It was up and down from the point that it was mostly in the second half. We were able to threaten the red zone twice in the first half when it was still a ball game, and then we had two red zone turnovers that led to two touchdowns for them the other way. So we kind of couldn't get out of our own way in the first half. We really weren't very ready to play, I don't feel like, and then we moved the ball and got in the red zone and turned it over to them twice, and that was kind of it. Second half we came out, we were able to, I feel like, somewhat more consistently run the football. We have to improve upon that. We have to improve our passing game substantially, I feel like, moving forward.
It kind of goes to what we've talked about through the years, that when you're in a close football game, it's one thing to be in like a 40-0 blowout where one team is better than the other. But last week was a competitive football game. Those games usually come down to, and it sounds like this was the case, you can take three or four plays and say, if they go Milan's way, probably win that game, and if they don't, we don't. It sounded like it was one of those games, or especially with those red zone turnovers, if you get those back, it might be a different story.
Well, that's definitely the case. We talked about that, whether it was just trying to make ourselves feel good about the effort or not, I don't know. But we feel like, yeah, we don't turn the ball over those two times in the red zone in the first half, it's at least a ball game at halftime, whether it's, you know, we're down 7 or it's 4, it's 20-14 or 20-7, whatever, it's at least a ball game, and we have sustained some drives, but we didn't get points on either one of those opportunities, and they did, and all of a sudden we're looking up and they hit a couple plays and it's 20-0. So we've got to learn how to not get in our way in the future and take advantage of opportunities to score.
You could talk about this as defensive coordinator the last couple of years. Milan generally had pretty decent success against Harrisburg, your opponent, on Friday night, but they were a pain in your backside because they can put points up in a hurry.
Yeah, definitely. Harrisburg can score points in a hurry. They've got athletes. They've got a really good running game. Their quarterback, who also kind of split some time at quarterback and running back, is a load. He's a quick kid. He's kind of a bowling ball out there, and he'll get downfield in a hurry. And they've got some long athletes that can score points in space in a hurry, too. So we cannot turn it into a shootout. We cannot make the same mistakes we made this last week, or this game's going to get away from us in the very same fashion. So hopefully we've learned some things throughout the course of the game last week and our week of preparation this time.
Our thing that coach after coach has told me, as much as every coach in the state would like to get to the middle of December and say, we won a state championship, we went 15-0. That's pretty rare. So half of the teams in the state, Milan included, coming off of a loss. How much do you look at kind of the guts of the team coach and say, I'm going to learn a lot about this team after a loss? Have you been impressed by their bounce back this week?
Yes and no. I still feel like we've got some things that we've got to figure out in terms of owning responsibility, accountability, those type of things. Teenage boys, they are what they are. I've been doing this for a quarter of a century, Tom, and it seems like it's becoming easier and easier for this generation to point fingers and place blame on somebody else. You know, it's easy to say, well, it's got to be Billy's fault, for example, because I'm doing my job. It's harder to own it, you know, and I always challenge our kids to get up and look themselves in the mirror and to start right there and come to practice and fix yourself and let me worry about everybody else. And I feel like we've gotten a little bit better this week. We've met the challenges in practice this week, but there's been some times within those practices where it's been a little bit dull, it's been a little bit low energy, been a little bit sort of like we're looking around finding someone else to blame, feeling sorry for ourselves. We want that win. We just don't really know that we want to work that hard to get that win. And as I've said before, winning is hard. Winning is not easy. It really isn't. I don't think people appreciate how hard it is to win a football game or any contest, but winning a football game is not easy. And it's a challenge to push yourself to get to where you can win it. And right now we are improving in that manner. I still feel like we got some ground to make up.
As far as playing physically, and I know enough about your style of football, you like to win by playing physical football. I've talked with coach after coach this week that say even after the jamboree, you get through a week one, there's a difference between what a coach thinks is playing physically and what a lot of teams think playing physically, and the difference gets squeezed a little bit in week one. Did you kind of sense the same thing, that the boys at time played physically, but there's still another level that they can get to?
Absolutely. The jamboree, what they think is playing physically, is more just playing hard because the lights are on for the first time, the fans are in the stands, and it's a different color across from you. So they play hard, and the lightning's in the air. And so that's not physical play. That's just going faster, team speed-wise, than you've been going in practice. When you get into week one, you learn about the physicality of taking 120 snaps in a Friday night. That's the different level of physicality. Because after about the first 12, that toughness or that lightning, if you will, I'm going to play hard, that wears off, and you settle into what is going to be the flow of the football game, and you've got about another 85 snaps yet to go. And so then you determine what is really truly physical play and what isn't. And we have to try to create that in practice. We have to try to rep that in practice and then carry that over to the next Friday night.
To me, I think Milan's in this conversation, Trenton, Princeton, Gallatin pretty good. When you're the preseason favorite in the GRC are pretty good. But I've kind of figured that starting next week, you get into Grand River Conference play, and same with Harrisburg this week. There's not going to be a game, I don't feel like, for anybody in the conference over the next 2 months where they say, we're better, we're going to roll out our talent, we're going to win. I don't think that sort of game is really going to exist in the GRC this year.
No, it isn't. Week to week, it's not going to exist. It's a conversation we had with our boys last night. It was one of those hard conversations that, hey, just wanting to win isn't good enough, and there is no team that you're going to step on the field with now that you can just think we're better than these guys and we're going to go coast to an easy victory. You're going to have to fight hard and work hard every snap of every football game to win one, and every game along the way. And you are exactly right, Tom, in the fact that there are no give-me's, there are no freebies, you're going to have to show up every Friday night and earn one.
Was getting back on the sideline as head coach, was it like riding a bike? Did it come naturally, or were there kind of some things that you had to kind of renew your memory on a little bit?
Oh, there were some renewing. Being on the sideline as an assistant, it wasn't like I was that far removed, but being the play caller, being the guy that's more in charge, being the guy that is the pulse of the team, so to speak, and trying to make some decisions that more directly affect the outcome of the game was a little bit bigger. And so I had to kind of refresher course myself a little bit Friday night. But it was good. It was fun to get back in the saddle. And I learned a little bit too, and hopefully I'm going to be better this Friday night, just like I want my players to be better.
You know, see, I say this all the time. Once you try to get better from results, but once the result is in, you're not changing the result. You can just learn from it, right, Coach?
Correct. Learn from the result, and then improve or replicate it.
Milan head coach Mark Cole, the Wildcats host Harrisburg at 7 o'clock this Friday night, Cal Hubbard Field on the 2nd of September. Coach, as always, appreciate your comments. Good luck against the Bulldogs.
You bet. Thanks a lot, Tom.